Hello and welcome to Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic, Flopsy, and your host, Robert Digital. Now turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
The doors are closed. Can I do this?
Do it.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. The doors are closed. The mics are checked. We're ready to go.
I like it.
I'm Bobby D. I'm here with Emilio, Ender's Logic, and Chad Flopsy. And
yep.
We're going to kick it off with my favorite game.
What's it called?
I just call it Steam Charts because we go on steamcharts.com and we guess how many people have been playing a certain game in the last 24 hours. How many current players in the last 24 hours?
Online at once or just general, like, have played the game in the last 24 hours? Or do you not know?
No, it's both. This is
concurrent.
Concurrent.
We're guessing concurrent.
So how many people?
And for the layman, the that means at the same time?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really
how many concurrent that I'm girlfriends telling. Does Emilio have?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
It's one. So,
answer is zero.
The answer is one.
So the game that I wanted to do first of all is, one that we've talked about a little bit here and there, an older game called Super Monday Night Combat. One that we all, well, I don't know, Emilio and I used to play a lot of this, and we really liked it, but the community wasn't there. It had a lot of problems. It was an early MOBA, and the community has just been dying off steadily. I think when we quit playing, it had around 700 players.
Chad, you take this one.
I'm going to go with less than 100. I'm going to go 90.
90? All right.
I would say something close to that, but I saw, like, they did a push recently. Or I saw some advertisement for it.
Yeah.
So I want to say that brought in some people. I'm going to go ahead and say, I'm going to go crazy here and say 1,200.
1,200? Dude, you are way off.
I wouldn't guess half that amount.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'm going to say like 60.
Do you know?
I think so.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Because
I'm getting the point right here because there's no way it's closer to 1,200 than 90.
All right. And that game again is Super Monday Night Combat. This is the second
By the way,
one.
Good game. Just lacks the people.
Current player, 63.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yep.
God. What'd you say, Tim?
I said 90.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Yeah, so I got the point. What's the next one?
That's unfortunate.
I overestimate what advertising can
well,
do.
Well, I just said that, like, when we stopped playing the game, there was around 700 people, and that was, like, 3 or 4 years ago. That was, like, 5 years ago,
that's
possibly.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
I'm it's surprised the game. Servers are still up on those.
Yeah. You know what? It is a good game, but I went back maybe a couple months ago and loaded it up just to see, and it's not as great as I remember it. Now that I've played other games like Smite and other MOBAs, it really was lacking in a lot of ways.
It was the first third-person MOBA, though.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't it?
But it also had levels or had
it was, yeah.
Yeah, it had verticality. The jungle was like above and below.
Not
which
really.
I really like.
Yeah, I guess verticality, but it wasn't like you could jump up there. You could get up there and then you could attack people from there, but it's not vertical in the way other games were. Anyway, it doesn't matter. 63 people are playing it. I'm not going to talk about it anymore.
All right.
But it
What's
was good
the next
first
one?
Time.
Well, and the announcers. Best part about
best
that
part
game,
of this game.
The announcers.
Amazing. Best announcers ever.
Yeah, that shit. We might have to upload a YouTube
video. I don't know. Might need a divorce after that one. Just really funny
you
shit.
You need to do, what do they call those? A board?
Soundboard?
Soundboard, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I want to go into that game and get the wave files, like extract that shit, because it was the funniest stuff I'd heard in a video game ever. All right.
I know, because podcast, I listen to a lot of them, and some of them use soundboards and some don't. Most of them don't, but I think we just need one. Just a Wilhelm scream. Just ready to go anytime. Like, somebody says a joke and it doesn't play over well or something like that. It's like,
it would be, the whole podcast would be Wilhelm screams.
Yeah. Change the name of it.
Yeah. All right. What's all the next game?
The next game, we haven't done this yet, but Rocket League, of course.
Ooh.
Big game we all love, been playing.
I went first last time, so okay. You got to go first. Yep. Dead air. That's what we want on a podcast. Keep going with that one.
See, I went over last time, so I'm thinking under this time. I'm going to go 20,000?
20,000?
Okay. I actually was thinking 12,000, so it doesn't really matter as long as it's 12,000 or less. I'm good.
Okay.
So what do we got?
All right, Rocket League. So we got 20,000. You said 12,000?
Yeah.
23,000.
Yeah! Right. See, I wasn't that far off.
No, you're pretty close.
Yeah, and Bobby scoffed! That was
me and all my great coupon cannot believe that you said 20,000. Yeah, oh yeah.
No, because you sit there and you think for a long time, and then you give some like super high answer, like, Like 1 million.
Was it super high?
23,000. That's good.
Okay. That is a lot of players, but I'm not surprised. Yeah. I mean, that's how many people were playing it on the PC. Imagine how many people were playing on the PlayStation. Because every time I play this game, it's got a little icon for PlayStation users. Oh. It says that PSY. That means PlayStation users, right? Okay. Or am I way off?
So it's
here?
Cross. It's cross.
It is.
Yeah, it's cross platform.
I had no idea.
Yeah, and the majority of people there are on the PlayStation. So if there's only 23,000 PC, imagine how many people are playing on.
Xbox says that they're pushing for this way more. You know, they're trying to link everything on their Windows 10. So I think Xbox is probably running or will be running under something very similar to Windows 10 pretty soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. What's the third game?
All right. Third game.
So 1-1?
Yes. 1-1.
I'll give you an option here. We can do The Witcher or we can do...
Witcher 3, right?
The Witcher 3. Yes. Yep. Or we can do... What was the other one that we had mentioned earlier?
We did Killing The Witcher 4 3 too. Before. I guess some crazy number that was way off. Okay. I remember this.
Killing Floor 2.
Killing Floor 2. All right.
Okay. Killing Floor 2.
We're talking about the last month or the last week?
Last 24 hours.
Last 24 hours.
Last 24 hours.
I'm going to go 4,000.
Emilio? A million? 2 million?
I was going to go 9,000, but I'm going to... See, now I'm just going to play smart. I'm going to say 4,001.
Wow. Okay.
I don't think we should do the closest with that.
I'll go with my original.
9,000. 5,000.
Okay.
5,000. Yeah. All right. That's what you were
Both doing. Of those sound like they could possibly be correct. Answer is, 1,000.
Boom. Wow,
damn it.
Winner.
We need a tiebreaker now.
What do you mean tiebreaker? There's no tiebreaker. This is for BJ's, right?
What?
I think. Now you owe me BJ's, right?
Yeah. You owe me like one BJ's and I owe pizza. You two. You go first.
Okay.
Because I get tuckered out.
Let's talk about video games.
Look at me, he's all tuckered out.
What are we talking about people? this week?
All right. Well, who wants to go first with what they've been playing?
Oh, we got to talk about CSGO.
Oh, that's right. We got some winners to talk about.
Oh, that's and, true.
Let's move on to that.
Yeah, it's right up there where I can't see.
Would you like me to scroll up?
Yeah, please. So, congratulations. This week's winner. He's actually a big contributor to the podcast. David is winning, is actually winning for once.
Wow.
So
First time ever. He
took it down. Yeah.
Congratulations.
So, congrats to him. I'm sure he's going to try to convert that to a $10 gift card that he could then use in an back alley somewhere for some lewd act. But,
and that was a $20 gift card. Are we doing another one this week?
Yeah, we're doing it. Well, that's the one that we're doing, and we'll do another one next week.
That's what I mean. Are we doing another one next
week? Yeah, we will be doing another one next week. And the person that won the first week still hasn't contacted me, so that one's going to go back into the mix. Or I think I'm going to give that one away on Twitter. So there's that as well. And I want to give a shout-out to NC Lude on iTunes.
That says NC Cool.
Cool. Sorry. I can't read it from here, man.
Yeah, those glasses are really helping me out.
NC Cool, for the newest review. If you write us a review, I'll also throw you a shout out on every episode, so.
Cool.
Yeah. So moving on. We've got the CSGO, grand finals in Cologne, Germany.
Yep.
Is that how you say Cologne?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
Cologne.
Cologne.
Yeah, sure. By the way, I met this guy the other night. He had an offensive amount of cologne on.
Okay. Like, The whole car just reeked of it.
It was really bad. Yeah, it was terrible. And then I dropped him off at a place.
Let's be honest. What's worse though? Being smelling like BO or smelling like cologne?
Oh, BO for sure. For sure. Well, I felt oppressed.
He literally oppressed you with the smell.
I was oppressed by his, his desire for women.
Wow.
Dude, every Friday and Saturday night, the elevator in my building just reeks of cologne and perfume. It smells like a fucking strip club, dude. Every weekend.
I don't see the issue with any of this.
No, it's not too bad, but unless you get stuck in the elevator with someone.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Cologne.
Yeah. So Counter-Strike Go. I don't find Counter-Strike as interesting to watch, like, competitive professional. I mean, it is entertaining.
It's over so quick. It's like a 30-second match.
And it's a knockout. You know, if someone's killed, they're out for the whole thing. So they just sit there and it's, you know, you can't get really a good aerial view. They show you the enemy team as shadows. So you can, you know, you get an idea of what's going on, but I don't find it nearly as entertaining or watchable as like Dota or, other top-down
MOBAs are just a better esport experience. I think MOBAs are the best esport experience.
I disagree.
Really? What do you think?
Well, it has to do with maybe my level of understanding the game. I 100% understand everything that's going on in Counter-Strike. I understand maybe 20% of what's going on in a Dota match. So these guys are just trying to shoot each other in the face. And they have money to, money's an issue, but that swings back and forth to whoever won the last two rounds or one round. So there's that. In Dota, I'm constantly wondering, oh, what can this guy do? I don't know what this guy can do. How impressed should I be with this play? It was a great match. If you can, I don't think I want to give it away here, but try to check out, what was the teams? A Fnatic. Which is, there's no A in there. Fnatic versus, Envious. That was a, I guess, 3-round match or whatever. Great match. There was a big comeback. I won't say how it goes, but really good. There was this one play where they were way behind, not just in that game. You say 30 seconds, but it was really around 2 or 3 minutes, right? So they're not only down in the match. Like way down, many, many games, but they're down in the game match point. This is match point. And this guy takes out 3 enemies at once and wins the round for the losing team. I know what that took. That took a lot of balls, a lot of aiming, a lot of knowing your game. In Dota, I can't appreciate as much as I should appreciate. I know the skill level is probably higher, but I can't appreciate it because I don't know how hard that was.
Yeah, I agree, but I think for esports, the closer you can get it to actual sports, I think the more beneficial it is for people to watch it. Like, that's the formula that has worked.
Well, this is basketball versus football.
No, not at all. In any sport that you watch, you're watching most of the team do their thing, and only on the replay can you see individuals do their thing. You know what I mean? And in first-person shooters, you can't see the teams working. You can't see how the dynamic is working as a whole team. You see one individual do one individual's work, and then you switch to some other individual. That, you know?
Well, there is an aerial view. They don't use it very often, though.
And that's what I mean. Like,
yeah. It's hard to
because what people want to see is beyond the individual, how is the team working together?
Right.
Like, none of these are individual sports. These are all team sports.
This is why I think still I want to push for replays.
I agree.
In esports.
Well, esports is so much in their infancy.
Yeah.
Like, they still haven't worked these things out.
Or maybe a doctored suite that they could just put it out and you could, I'd even maybe pay for it. Like, if they put it together, edit it together, and it's one of these things that would maybe be like a downloaded file and you could check, different angles. You could choose.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If you watch high school football, there's no TV timeouts.
Right.
But in professional football, there's TV timeouts. They just know that it's a professional game and they have to accommodate their advertisers.
Right.
In esports yet, like what should happen is after every round of CSGO, they should do replays on the big plays and everything like that. Color commentators jump in, talk about it, but they're too new. They don't know to be a professional sport and to get people interested, you need to take 2 minutes in between each round to do it. But they don't do that. It's just round after round after round, and they just kind of work in the esport angle.
Now, do we know what the prize pool was in this? I'm sure it's a lot less than what
I think it was in the thousands.
Thousands.
Know. Yeah.
See, that's what's crazy to me. You have a much smaller prize pool, but when I was watching this on Twitch, there was almost 800,000 viewers.
A lot of viewers.
But compare that to the international, which had 200,000. I think on the grand final, it was like 300,000. And yes, they're watching in different channels. Yeah. So
there's a bunch of different languages. And Dota emphasizes other languages. It's not a U.S. main.
Yeah, I think we can agree that way more people are watching the international.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, they cut to the crowd, and that place was fucking huge and packed, too. Like, that was...
International?
No, the...
Oh, this one, yeah.
The
and they had their chants all in, like, sync. They were synchronizing their chants and stuff, and it seemed like they didn't care who was doing the big plays. They were just all about big plays. It was pretty cool.
God damn it.
Oh, number two. Towel.
That's all right. All right, what are we talking about? CSGO.
All right.
I think that's about it. I don't want to give away the winner.
Yeah.
As a non-CSGO player... I was getting into Dota, even though I don't play a bunch of Dota. Could I have gotten into CSGO if I started watching this?
I thought about buying it today. If I had more time at home today, I would have bought it.
I downloaded it. I didn't have time to get in and around, but I'd like to check it out. I mean,
did you pay for it, though?
I had it.
Oh, you just... Okay.
And I played CSGO before, but I didn't... Did you guys play a lot of the original Counter-Strike?
Yeah.
A lot.
So I played very little of it.
Did we play more of the original or Source, do you think?
The original.
Probably the original, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 1.6.
Yeah, 1.5. 1.6. Yeah. That got us into online PC gaming, right?
Either that or EverQuest. I think it was EverQuest. Yeah.
But
or the combination of the two.
EverQuest is online, but it's not competitive online. There was no PvP.
Right. Yeah.
As far as player versus player, that was the game that got us into PC gaming.
You could duel somebody, and it was so crazy back then. I remember dueling someone. It was my best friend online, and. Man, I wish I could talk to that guy, but who knows who he is now. But, so we played and then his wife never really liked me because I would take him away from her. Gotcha. You know, cause we were playing, 10 hours a day, you know? So she wanted to duel me and she was a couple levels above me, but
she, his wife,
Yeah. They were the same level. Okay. And I was like maybe a couple levels above them. Or the vice versa. I think I was.
Wait, we're talking EverQuest.
EverQuest. Yeah.
Okay.
Because
we were talking CSGO.
Yeah, right. Well, we're now talking about PvP.
Okay.
And there wasn't PvP back then, but there was if you could duel.
Okay.
You see, I'll trace back the whole thing for you.
Yeah, because you confused the hell out of me.
Welcome back to Tardcast with Chad Shoemaker. And so, anyway, duels were just like, you know, you could fight another player. There wasn't a whole much to it. But, she never talked to me again after this because we fought. And I beat her because the necromancers were overpowered. Like it was pretty easy for me. She was a warrior. She had no chance, but, she died from the dot and not from direct damage, like a hit or like maybe a spell. So she took XP loss and there was no clerics around so I cost her about 2 weeks of work. And we were fighting because she didn't like me to begin with. I'll never forget that for the rest of my life. Like, I'm going to be an old man in a home and say, like, how are you doing? Okay. And I was like, I killed her and she lost her XP. Like, it's always going to bug me.
She got enemies out there.
Yeah.
Bobby could give zero shits.
Yeah. EverQuest. I just never played it. So whenever you tell the EverQuest stories, I can't connect.
Yeah.
It's a different world. Then.
Different world. Yeah.
Different time.
Let's talk about recent games.
Sure. I have a lot of semi-recent games.
All right.
Apparently, I'm the only PC gamer around here.
But, really?
Yeah.
That's where you're going with?
Yeah. I'm going to get into it. Bobby recommended Ziggurat, so I played it off of his account. Thanks for freeing up your account for this whole week, it seemed like. I pretty much had unrestricted access.
You know what? While you were playing that, I did load up games. It must not have kicked you out of the game.
It gives you 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was like, I didn't know if you had bought it yourself or if you were playing it off of my account. Gotcha. So I was like, I shouldn't. Maybe I'll play later.
I was procrastinating about real life shit anyway. So it's good that you give me that 5 minute warning. I played that shit for the next 4 minutes. I'll tell you that though. So it's a combination of Binding of Isaac, Doom, and Torchlight. The art style is very much Torchlight. Sorry.
I wouldn't say the graphics are good though.
No, they're not great. But neither were Torchlights. They were just
Torchlight was, I thought their graphics was decent.
They're a little cartoony and that ages a little more gracefully. But Ziggurat, I feel like the graphics are good enough.
They're good enough. Definitely. For what they're trying to do, it's good enough. It was a good time. I can recommend it. It's going for $15 right now. I don't know if I would do it for that. You know, it's a roguelike, so the big selling point is replay value. But after Bobby said that, you know, you play it on easy a bunch so you could get a bunch of shit so that you could progress, I kind of forgot about that until I almost beat the game on normal. I hadn't unlocked shit. On my 11th playthrough, I beat it on normal. So that's a little feather in my cap that I'm way better than Bobby at video games. So I'm going to go with that. I can recommend it if you like roguelikes and you want some of that fast-paced Doom-esque, like dodging fireballs and sending rockets kind of thing. It ended up being picking the right tool for the task. You have a bunch of different weapons. just using the right one for the right rooms ended up being the key to success. That and a lot of luck on the last level. I came out and I told Chad, I was like, I don't know if this game wants me to beat this game, but two things happened that never happened before. There's random generators when you walk into a room. When I was at 8 health, I walked into a room and it said weak enemies. I was like, I'd never seen that before. I killed them all, cleared the room, got up to 32 health. Walked into the next one. The random generator said lots of health potions. Every guy I killed dropped a health potion. So I walked into the boss fight with full health potions. I walked that. So I'm just going to retire champion. I know roguelikes are all about playing them over and over and unlocking more stuff, but I got shit to do.
All right. Yep. This is Ziggurat, $15 on Steam right now.
Yeah. It's like Team Tom has a review up of this too. Looks like most of his reviews, pretty extensive, pretty good. So check that out.
Cool.
But yeah, I really enjoyed that game. I can't remember how much stuff I unlocked, but I played it with a few different characters. Each character that you unlock and you choose, they have a different play style. So it adds a little bit, something a little bit different. But what I really liked about it is just that the control, it's so similar to Doom. It feels like an old school first person shooter.
Yeah. It's got that like camera lean when you switch direction. It's really old school.
Very fast paced. You're always running. You're always moving, always shooting.
Bob, did you know there were secret rooms in every level? Mm-hmm. There was one secret room. Okay.
Yeah.
And in those secret rooms, they talk about
other games.
Other games that they made, which I always think is a nice touch.
Yeah.
I also played The Static Speaks My Name. I didn't bring this up last week, right, guys?
No.
Because I played it last week.
It was on the list.
This was free.
Yeah, it's a free game. It takes 10 minutes to beat the whole game.
There was a lot of positives. And it was like, it's mind-blowing. It's like...
I don't know about any of that. I think those are trolls, honestly.
Oh, okay.
It's not a good game. It's interesting, though. I will give it that. I told David is winning to win it, to play it, to win it. And he did win it. But he did it on his stream. So I watched him play and his thought processes. Because when you're streaming, you want to, instead of thinking it, you say it, right?
Yeah.
So that they could go along. And his thought processes were completely different than mine. He spent time. I know it's only 10 minutes, but he did things. It's almost like a microcosm of watching somebody play in a big long game. It's like, oh, he's not interested in this, but I was interested in that, you know? So mm-hmm. I watched the whole thing. And I was like, oh, this fucking noob. Meanwhile, he probably beat it 2 minutes quicker than I did, but he didn't absorb the whole story like I did. It's 10 minutes long. It's super weird. If you like weird stuff,
like Twin Peaks weird?
I equate it most to, Twilight Zone.
Twilight
Zone. I almost said Twilight, like the movie. I was like,
yeah, Twilight.
Yeah.
Anyway, so vampires.
It's very like Twilight Zone because, I think you're some sort of soul or some sort of, I don't know what you are, but at the very beginning, there's a piece of static in front of you and you choose this static and you go into it and then you're in this life and you play it for the next 10 minutes. Mm. But then when you end, there's two statics. And then when you go to one of them, the game ends. So I think the first 10 minutes are free and then you can maybe, it's kind of like Quantum Leap-esque. You like kind of jump into somebody's body. So I think he's going to sell the next two. But yeah, this is the way to do it. Put your shit out. If you're a fucking super weird dude, put your shit out for free. Some people are going to like it. I enjoyed it. I'd probably pay $1 for like each one of the next stories or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bobby, did you play it, by the way?
The Static Speaks My Name?
Yeah.
No, I haven't played this.
Okay.
Sounds interesting. I mean, 10 minutes, that sounds doable.
For an entire story. But the story's only there if you look for the story. You can run right through it in 2 minutes if you figure it out.
Yeah.
Chad, you're up next.
Oh. So I played Black Mesa, which is basically a remake of Half-Life. Amita bought this for me for my birthday a couple weeks ago. Awesome game. Brings me right back to Half-Life. Hard as like, I'm playing the normal mode because it starts off and says, do you want the easy where you're just focused on story? You want normal where you get a challenge? Or do you want, like, hard where these people kick your ass? And I'm on normal. And, like, one guy shooting me is, like, 20% of my health. And there's not a whole lot of health packs around. So I'm doing a lot of, like, I'm died. Because there was three soldiers that come running at me. Oh, I died.
How do they handle the saves? Can you do quick saves?
They do auto saves, and then you can save wherever you want.
Okay. Because the original Half-Life, it was you had to manually save, right? And then there's a quick save hotkey.
There's a quick save.
Yeah, but there wasn't an auto save.
Yeah, there wasn't an auto save. Yeah, you didn't start seeing auto saves till a little bit later.
The only everything I like about this game brings me back to Half-Life. The only problem I have, so they have music. So when a climactic
It builds up a little bit. Yeah, I remember that.
The music kicks in, but the music is so loud, it will drown out like people talking or events going on, or the music will overpower everything.
It's too much.
Yeah. So.
Okay. So both of those things, you could have put it on easy and you could have lowered the music.
True. Yeah.
Okay. Just to throw it out there.
Yeah. I'm not complaining about this game at all. This game was well done.
But you told me you're not going to play it anymore.
I'm frustrated about the level of difficulty I'm on there.
But then
I can't just now put it on easy. I would have to do hours of play.
No, you can. I think you can. Well, most games you can just switch on the fly.
I don't know about this.
But you do have to swallow your pride a little bit. There is some pride.
I have no problem swallowing my pride. I have a problem because I can't switch it over. I'd have to start up on the easy.
I think we're all not just you. I think we're just all getting worse and worse at video games.
No, I'm still doing all right.
So. I don't know about you guys. Except for Ziggurat. I ran right through that bitch.
So, I don't know. Dude, that doesn't sound right. Maybe I have beat it on normal.
No, you told me you're like, it's like FTL. Normal is, you can't beat that shit. So I went to easy, which is the opposite.
Well, maybe it was I tried it on hard. Because you get, there's bigger rewards for whatever difficulty you beat it on. Yeah. So I don't know.
This fucking guy, right?
That doesn't add up. You being better than me at video games, there's something wrong with that story. There's gotta be another explanation here.
I believe that.
I used a lot of, I'll be honest. Oh well.
There is a lot of luck. You're right about that game because, like, I would have a run on
what I was gonna say. I used a lot of roguelike strategy because there's a lot of, Binding of Isaac that went into my win. Mm-hmm. There was like, peeking into rooms without actually committing. Am I ready for this room? There was a lot of exploration. There was a lot of strategy on how I did things.
What did you do? Not to get too much back onto Ziggurat, but what did you do when you ran into those fountains where you could, you basically rolled the dice and you could get a buff or...
I started to ignore them unless I was in dire need.
Okay.
Because they're shitty. I don't like them at all.
I did that every single time. And I thought, I didn't realize it was a gamble. This just means I can get more health or more magic. And then I started to realize, oh, no, you can lose stuff by playing these. And,
maybe you should read more in video games.
Bob. Yeah.
I don't have time to read, man. I'm too quick for that.
All right, what else would you
do? He dodges reading.
Let's see. I played the fourth episode of Life is Strange. I started this like 2 weeks ago and then I finally finished it and really, really enjoyed it. The third one, Life is Strange is that,
Hold on, let me cut you off. So, you played the first one, you talked about it in the podcast.
I played the first three.
Then
I talked
straight up. And then where are we now?
And the fourth one was released like 2 weeks ago.
And you played that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And, at the end of the third one, this is an adventure game, very similar to a lot of the Telltale games. It's the one where the girl can rewind time and, you choose decisions. It's very similar to Twin Peaks, and there's a lot of Twin Peaks references in this game. There was another one in the episode I just played too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a Japanese game, isn't it?
No, I think it was by a French studio.
Okay.
Yeah. But the third one left off with, like, everything had changed. Like, some big event had happened, changed everything. And at the beginning of the fourth episode, they kind of change it back. So you get back right to that main track, which I thought was, a little weird. I was like, I thought this was going to go to a new level. But then you just kind of took me back right where I was. But the ending of this one, there's a big reveal. And I was just like, holy shit. I mean, some people may say like, it's a little contrived or trite or whatever, but I don't know. I was buying it. Like,
did you play it?
No.
Where are you? You beat the first one and then
I haven't played since the first episode.
Okay. Yeah, you played when it originally.
Well, I know
came
a guy
out.
Who knows a guy who's got the rest of them.
Yeah. So. I have the rest of them.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, you should check it out. I mean, it was a little bit, I hate playing these episodics so spaced out because I forget everything that had happened.
They don't catch you up?
No, there's no...
Dead does that. Like,
no, at the beginning.
On the Walking
Dead.
Yeah,
previously on.
Right.
But yeah, they do a little bit of that, so it helps a little bit. But still, it's kind of hard to get going again.
Right, right. The motion... They almost need to, like, your investment into the characters needs to be done again.
Yeah. Yeah, as you play each episode, right? You know, yeah, they introduce the characters and they build momentum. And then when you just stop and you have to wait in, like, 2 months for another episode to come out, it really breaks that up. But I'm really, really enjoying it. I can't wait for the fifth one, the last episode. I thought there were going to be 6 episodes, but it, when I load up the game, it shows 5, and the fifth one is coming soon. But we'll see what happens. I think my only
complaint. So is it worth playing?
Yeah.
He's liked the whole series.
Should I play?
You know, liked it too.
Yeah. I liked the first episode. Yeah.
Well, you know what I was trying to figure out is, as I'm playing this game, why do I like this so much better than the Telltale games at this point? Is it because I've already played a bunch of the Telltale games? Because I started playing this and the Game of Thrones game at the same time, and I played the first 20 minutes of Game of Thrones and left it at that. I could not get back into it. Didn't even care. Hmm. And I think just the whole Telltale format is just, I don't know, I've done it too many times, and I don't know. Somehow this seems new and fresh. I think maybe because it's in modern day, it's even more relatable.
It's fully 3D as well, right? Like, you're in a 3D world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that, maybe there's a little bit more immersion than playing a picture, which is what you do in a lot of these.
Yeah, the Telltale games, those are 3D as well, but yeah, they're also a little more stylized, so it's very, you know, you kind of feel like you're more in a cartoon episode of something.
And speaking to which, are you done?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sam and Max. So I tried it out because I think Team Tom had it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you always hear and you see them. They make cameos all the time. I'm like, this must be good. I played it for maybe 15. I can't.
Which one? Which Sam and Max?
3.1. So I figure that this means like season 3, episode 1. I'm thinking. I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm not sure. There's a lot of Sam and Max games.
Yeah. So 301, I'm thinking that's what that means. So anyway, I played it. I was maybe 15 minutes in. My girl was watching. Yes, I'm back with my girl. If those out there trying to put everything together. So she's like, what is this? And she's like, oh, this is like that Manny game, which is,
Manny from that old LucasArts game, Grim Fandango.
Grim Fandango, yeah. Right. And I was like, yep, that's exactly what it is. It's the exact same play style. The graphics are much better. But ultimately, it's just clicking around and walking around until you figure something out that I just can't get into these kind of games, guys. Like, although
it's an old school methodology. The point and click is just old school.
Right. Meanwhile, you can go back to the Walking Dead, and that game made me cry. And that's a point and click, right? So there's a way to do it to get me going.
But they trade in on the puzzles in The Walking Dead. They trade that in for a little more emotional impact and story, which I think is a good trade.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you would not enjoy like Deponia or those games by Daedalic.
It's like I'm eventually going to get it, or I'm going to look it up online. I would never look anything up online. And I just don't want to waste the time looking for this usually arbitrary thing that you guys put in.
Yeah,
if it's logical.
I feel like the point and click people are the ones that are just in for nostalgia, because the genre has progressed beyond point and click. But the
nostalgia, you can have a full immersive 3D world now. Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so every once in a while it can be done right, but generally I think it's one of these genres that's got to go away. I think
needs to go. We got to kick them out.
Yeah,
Emilio said it needs to go. Listen up, Blizzard.
Telltale fucking
I know.
Made its success
recently. We're picking on the big boys lately, if you remember.
My bad.
Yeah. And speaking of point and click adventures, I've got to say that Nazi Zombie Army, the original, is a point and click adventure. Yes, you might say that it's a first person shooter. And yes, you might say that you're shooting zombies in the head, but all I was doing was pointing and clicking on heads of zombies.
Is it an on-rail shooter? Where you don't need to like move.
Almost. It might as well be. Yes, you get to walk around and you can do stuff, but generally, if you can point and click, you're going to be okay. This game made me tired of shooting zombies in the head. I was like yawned, like 15 minutes in. I was like, okay, this is my favorite thing to do in life until now. Like that, it was enough. That was it.
It's like your perfect enemy, Nazis and zombies together.
No, I know. It's the perfect amalgamation.
Yeah.
It's like a goat with tits.
It's like wait, hold a girl on. With
no, that doesn't work.
Big tits and a big ass simultaneously.
Exactly. Yes.
And you're like, nah, I'm tired of having sex with that.
Because she was slow and dumb.
Okay.
That's why. It was
personality jumped in.
And speaking of sound, man, it almost, okay, I can't talk about the trilogy. People generally like the trilogy. I don't know what that means. I know that the first one got polished up and re-put out there. I don't know what 2 and 3 are like. I know that it's well received. This one got a 62, so I'm not saying anything new. But this game's bad. The sound, they were, you can make a game creepy or you can make the sounds creepy and turn them up so loud that you can't hear anything else. Like there was parts where I couldn't hear my gun go off because the zombie noises were so loud. Meanwhile, he's down the block. Mm. Right? So I don't know. I can't recommend this. Maybe the trilogy, I've seen a lot of positive reviews for the trilogy. Maybe it's a lot better, but. I see a very positive on this. I can't go with that.
Hmm. I noticed this is developed and published by Rebellion.
Yep.
There is a game that was not very good, but I like to play, because it was one of the very few Judge Dredd games out there. But
can
that was,
Judge Dredd?
Yeah, I think that's perfect for
comics?
A video game. Yeah, I read a lot of the comics.
And then did you watch the newest
one? One of my screen names somewhere is Max Normal. If anyone reads the comics, they know they get that reference. But if you see Max Normal out there.
congratulations, 1% of our listenership.
Yep. Yeah.
And by 1%, you mean one person.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Team Tom. You understood that reference.
Yeah, I played a lot of games. So
let's talk about my
Mount Your Friends. Bobby, have you played this?
No.
Wow, man.
I don't know if I have this game.
If
I might.
No, I played it off your account.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure. Oh, mm-hmm. No. I'm sorry, I bought this.
Yeah, you did.
Because I saw it on sale for a few times, and I was like, this looks really good, but it looks like one where you have to be with friends. Like,
yes.
On the couch.
By really good, what do you mean exactly?
Like, it looks like it'd be fun. Like,
you like
laughs.
The cock physics? Is that what you meant by
That's what I have really to stress good? Here. So, about 2 weeks ago, Chad, you brought up boob physics.
Yeah.
Like, from Dead or Alive is the most famous for their boob physics, right? She attacks and the boobs move back and forth and there's jiggle. How much jiggle do you put in? Well, this
what's
game.
What's too much?
Yeah, what's too much? This game is too much, on the Wang physics.
On the cock physics.
Now, your cock is independent of your body, but it will follow the general trajectory of the direction you were moving.
But so, it's fumble cord, so it's generally doing like a windmill.
Yeah, generally it's a windmill motion.
Yeah.
And we played a mode where you have to get a coin. You're fighting over this coin, but the coin has a wang.
The coin has a wang.
And his wang won't stop rotating. So there's a lot of cock rotation.
It's a bunch of guys in Speedos, but their cock is moving in rotation.
The homoeroticism here is on a different level. I have never seen anything like this in a game. But hey, gay guys need games too.
And we were talking about gay guys must develop video games too, right?
Yeah, for sure. There's got to be one. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not a straight only.
No, the guy
kind of.
Maybe I'm way off here, but the guy who made the original SimCity, wasn't he gay? And like they he put in an Easter egg in that. Like there's a guy like rollerblading around in a Speedo or something. That I'm gonna look this up. Keep talking.
I can believe it
because this is a real thing.
But my your
that's
friends.
That's why in the original SimCity, you could put a Whole Foods on every corner and get bonus points for that. Anyone?
So, no.
That's woohoo! That's a Wilhelm scream right there.
Let's talk about Mount Your Friends. Because there was a couple modes. We were having a good time.
We're having a really good time. Yeah. And I think you can play up to 4 players.
Yeah.
Bobby has yet to bring one of his 72 controllers over here. There's never more than one person in his apartment, but he has all these controllers. Anyway, it's fun.
Yeah.
You could never play this by yourself. I think I paid $2 for it. It's worth that, but it runs out of juice really quick. Like,
it's true. And there's different modes. And honestly, I was a little turned off by the gratuitous amount of cock in your face.
I didn't know there was so much of that in this game.
It's one of those things that once you see, you can't unsee. And
yeah, but I saw your wang moving around after you were looking at all that wang.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I was doing the same thing.
Uh huh.
But the point is, there's a bunch of modes. we were having fun with all
But you could run through everything in about 15 minutes and be done with it. But if you add another player, I could recommend this for somebody who has two players to start with and an option for a third, I would say, or a fourth.
And I'm sure if you were playing this with your girl, she would be having a great time.
We had a good time.
Saying there's really not that much content?
The novelty runs out very quickly.
It is a
novelty. But the novelty is definitely worth two. Like, I came close to tears a couple of times laughing. It's really, really funny.
Is funny.
I mean, Wang physics.
Yeah.
Right?
All right. I guess I was wrong here. It wasn't SimCity. It was SimCopter was the game. The game gained controversy when it was discovered that designer Jacques Servin inserted sprites of shirtless himbos, male bimbos, in Speedo trunks who hugged and kissed each other, who appear in great numbers on certain dates.
Nice.
Yeah, and he did that because...
More power to him, man.
Yeah,
there's like no gayness in games. And
they were trying to censor him for some reason, so like he threw that Easter egg in to kind of lash out. Was in SimCopter, which wasn't that a game where you could fly around SimCity, basically? It was just like tour your own city?
I have no idea.
I
didn't even know that was a game until this minute.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, a little history lesson for you there.
Cool.
Sounds good.
What else?
Saints Row, Get Out of Hell. I really like Saints Row 4. I played it. I think I beat the whole game in 2 days. I plowed through that game. I really enjoyed it. It's just a big playground. Go fuck around. You have superpowers. Run around. Saints Row Get Out of Hell seems like because it came out right after that one, I feel like they threw Saints Row 4 at the interns, and they're just like, reskin it and put it out there. Because that's what it feels like.
A money grab.
Yeah.
Well, this was a standalone version of the game that they came out for like $20 or something.
Yeah.
And
it was bad, guys. I mean, it's full of bugs. There's some, I wouldn't even say cool ideas, because all the cool ideas came from 4. So there's not even cool ideas. It's based in hell, but I mean, all the things, what makes this series is that it takes Grand Theft Auto to a ridiculous level. You get a city that's working and it's alive, and you can fuck with reality. Now this is taking to a surreal level. Now you're in hell. Now you're a cartoon. Now you're in Earthworm Jim. It's just like, who cares of the absurdity, because it's not a real place. You're in hell.
Gotcha.
And it's not working right, and it's using all the same mechanics, but not as well. And it's not the comedy. I chuckled a couple times, but really, it was just a cash grab, in my opinion. I can't recommend it at all. And it was a big letdown, because I enjoyed Part 4 so much.
So just play Saints Row 4.
So play 4.
Yeah, please play 4. And keep playing 4 until 5 comes out, I would say, probably. Bob, did you get around to playing Team Fortress 2 Pass Mode?
No, I've been continuing to play the Gunmetal update, and the contracts are coming a lot slower now. Yeah. I thought they were done for good, but they do pop up just not as frequently as they did.
I want to say it's like once every 2 days.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate. I don't know why it slows down so much.
And
I'm starting
silver.
To redo them.
I hit silver, and you don't see a lot of silvers.
What does that do, though? I don't understand what upgrading the coin does.
It's an e-penis thing.
What does a Lexus do?
Yeah.
What does a Rolls Royce do, Bobby? Except for make you look good for the bitches.
No, they have great build quality. I mean, there's a purpose to that, too. Have you ever been
TF2
inside
bitches.
Those
that's why he does it.
TF2 bitches. Yeah. There's three, and I'm buying for one of them.
All thrice of them.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what's this
and
pass mode?
And each three of them weighs three.
That's true.
Sorry for all these TF2 girl players out there that listen to this podcast, a.k.a. half of 1%.
All right. So what else? So tell us about the pass.
Yeah, yeah. What's going on with this?
Yeah,
mode?
It's really cool. So Bobby, last podcast, you were talking about how I was talking about changing the game a little bit, and you're like, no, don't change the game. It's perfect. I think their player base is so strong that you can experiment a bit.
Yeah. Well, I don't mind them adding another mode, like man versus machine. That's great. You know, so people can continue to play the vanilla Team Fortress 2, and then they have this other option.
Right. Yeah, it's something like that. It's a map that you go into. I wouldn't even say a mode, but it does change the gameplay quite a bit. Scouts rule. Basically, you're playing football. Maybe, what's the other one that they play? It's like football, but
soccer?
Rugby?
No, Rugby. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's a lot like rugby. So there's a ball and there's only one map right now and it's really, really cool. The ball falls from this like ball dispenser in the middle of the map and it just falls straight down and whoever grabs it, you know, it's a clusterfuck and, yep. And that's fun. But also there's launch pads and two people or whoever can launch. If they time it right, you can grab it in midair while it's falling from this tall thing in the middle of the map. And so there's that. And then there's sentries trying to shoot everybody out of the sky that's trying to do that. You know, it's TF2 at its best.
It's really. Madness.
It's madness. And then, but I will say that scouts rule the day here. They're so quick. They can grab the ball. They can run it in. You can defend your base, but it's pretty boring if you're winning. So a lot of people aren't defending the base. And so you're carrying this ball. You can't shoot. But you can do your other abilities.
So there's like, one ball and everyone's trying to get it.
There's one ball and there's two goals. And the goal.
It's kind of like capture the flag in.
The reverse. What is it? Bring home the bacon?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have different iterations of that. And, Mysteries of the Sith, they called it, capture the Y Salamari or something, which is like some slug from the Star Wars universe.
But you're not trying to bring it back to your base. You're trying to take it to their base. It's like football in that way, or rugby. So you pick it up, you try to get past all other dudes, you can pass it to your own dudes. Those passes can get intercepted and you get points for all of this.
Okay.
You get passes for passing. I mean, points for passing, or you get points for big
pass
points.
In front of you?
Yeah. But that's the thing that's different for rugby. But so here's the most interesting thing of this whole thing. It's fun, whatever. Different classes have different roles. It's good. It's the first time I ever played Soldier, the Flying Soldier, and that was fun. But what makes this really different is I saw plays for the first time, like real plays. Like this guy's friend knew he was going to be there, so he passed it blindly into this corner where there was a guy waiting who passed it to another guy who was lying in a corner. And then that dude threw it right into the hoop, and we scored in like 15 seconds. Meanwhile, most games go like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
So, it's really fun. Hey, go pick up TF2. Like, I don't know what more to say about TF2.
Yeah. What mode is this called?
Yeah, it's called Pass. So, you know how the level is by what's before the underscore. So
the prefix.
Sure. So this one is Pass, Bass.
There's only, so it's like Pass underscore
Warehouse.
And
is
yeah,
the only
warehouse.
One.
Okay.
Yeah,
right warehouse now. Is the,
yeah.
So it's not a different mode. It's just a map.
Yeah, but there's a ball, so it's a mode. I would say it's a mode, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying when you load up TF2, you don't have to go to a separate section.
No. It's just pretty much, yeah, you load it into a map. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Is this, like, officially from Valve, or is this user-made?
This is officially from Valve, yeah. It seems like one of those early mods that they used to do on Counter-Strike and stuff, but no.
Yeah,
it's legit.
Awesome. Yet another reason to play Team Fortress 2.
It is. And if you haven't played in a while, it's a good time to get back in. I say that every week.
I went back to, I was going to play some Team Fortress 2 and I accidentally clicked on Team Fortress and loaded it up. And we talked about it a long time ago.
Accidentally.
But,
like installed yeah. it? Like downloaded
it? Oh no,
it
I already have it installed. I play it every now and then.
Oh really?
Yeah. It's still a fun game, the original Team Fortress. But the UI of that is exactly how Steam used to look like when it first came out.
Yeah.
If you want to know what Steam looked like in 2000, what, 3 or 4? Then load up Team Fortress and check out that like military green UI. Man, it was weird. It took me back.
This is the other thing that I played. Whatever. I forgot. So let's go to listener questions. There wasn't Willy One. I just want to give a shout out to
there wasn't Clown. Willy One.
There wasn't Willy One. There was okay. just one over there.
Yeah.
I played Broforce and
Rocket League.
Rocket League with Clown Lotion. And, it was fun to finally meet them. Like when you meet somebody on Skype, it's almost like meeting them on purpose. I mean, in person.
Yeah.
And then, he's really good at video games, actually. So that was cool.
Nice.
What do you mean? You're surprised.
No. I mean, his name's Clown Lotion.
Which is a very clever
is
moniker.
It? Is yes. it?
Respected by many.
I feel like there's a story behind that name that I don't want to know.
Yeah, seriously.
But, Rocket League, did you guys play the new map, the Colosseum?
Oh, it's beautiful, huh?
Yeah.
It looks like a
it's
Mario,
smaller.
Right?
Does it seem smaller than the other maps? It seems tiny.
And it looks like Mario lamp or something.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very colorful.
I felt like the ball can kind of get lost when you knock it up in the air because it kind of blends in with the crowd. And it doesn't, there's no visible walls. There's like an invisible glass dome, but you don't really see it like the other levels. But yeah, it looks great. And yeah. Did you see any of the, anyone rocking the new models?
I don't really pay attention that closely.
Well, everything moves so quick, it's kind of hard to see it.
Yeah. I might throw the $4 to...
Because they deserve it more than you want the content, right?
True.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, that's how I feel. Let's run down the news, boys.
All right. Yeah, let's do it.
But yeah, Trine 3 full release. That looked good, man. I was checking that out.
I was saying about that.
I like the
looks
of that. It's like $20 or something.
Can we just play it together and not play with anybody else? Let's just run. Can we play something together as a fucking podcasting unit?
I don't think we can play Trine 3 three players.
Yeah, you can. It's called Trine.
Dude. Is it?
We could play Trine 2 with,
three players.
Could you?
Yeah.
I know that's probably one of the only games Emilio and I have ever played, like, start to finish.
Start to finish, yeah. We need to finish Divinity so bad, dude.
Yeah. I've been wanting to play that game, too. I was telling someone the other day, like, you should buy that game, man, because it's great how you have the save on your computer. So, like, I could load up my save and anyone could hop in and play that with me.
Yeah. I was thinking about just running off at my own and just finishing that, but I'm going to wait for you. We got to finish it somehow. Okay, so let's go. What's next?
Trine 3,
I only put it on there because we're big fans of Trine series. So,
yeah.
If you haven't played any of them, definitely pick up the first one and second one. They go on sale a lot. Wait for you so you can get both of them.
Yeah.
And that really good game.
Ran with like the Frostbite engine or something. I don't know. That actually.
Beautiful.
Even though it's side scroller, it has some of the best graphics when it comes to NVIDIA 3D vision. So if you're one of those rare people like me that happen to have a 3D setup, like that game looks amazing.
Or just in general, it's a very, very pretty game. I would even say it's prettier than, whatever in the forest.
Ori in the forest?
Yeah. Ori in the blind forest or whatever. Yeah, it's prettier than that game.
And this one's got a much more,
color.
Real feel to it. Ori and the Blind Forest looks a little more painted.
And you can play this by yourself. If you don't have friends, I know we recommend a lot of friend games, but if you don't have friends,
it's like, good. I don't know if Trine 3 supports 3D vision, but I know 2 did. I don't think anything that's coming out recently.
And if you don't have any friends, this is my number, because I don't want to be a friend either.
I want to be your friend. Hit me up.
Chad really needs friends.
Yeah.
She's one of you.
Yep.
All right. EverQuest 2 tries prison server with no customer service.
Yeah. So if you cheat blatantly and they catch you, you get sent to a new server for cheaters. Now, yes, you could just start a new account, I guess, or whatever that entails with a new credit card. But.
So they take away customer service?
Customer service or anything.
So what? It's just like being an AT&T customer?
No.
Bazing! Yeah.
You can just go on there and cheat openly is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
So you're in a server full of cheaters.
Didn't someone else do that? Rockstar did that with some people. They put all the cheaters on the same server or...
Oh, I know.
Maybe it was
that.
A Call of Duty game. Yeah.
I only put this out there because I thought it was a novel idea. I think it's a good way to handle cheaters. I guess if you want to cheat, be the king of the cheaters. I put everybody on the same level field, right? Or same playing field.
Sure.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. Yeah, so they're sent there and they can't leave ever.
Like ever?
Yeah, ever.
Ever, ever?
Ever, like forever, ever.
Forever, ever?
Forever.
Shit, dude.
Yeah.
That's pretty rough.
Yeah, the sneezes are rough.
Yeah, sorry. My bad.
And I think that is it for this week.
Yeah, well, let's talk about next week.
I feel like I talked for 45 minutes of 47 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did.
We talked a lot, but we went through it pretty quick.
We did.
Yeah. Team Tom mentioned like a week ago that we should talk about upcoming releases and stuff. And we try to do that at the end of the show. We talk about what we're planning on playing or what's coming up or what looks good to us.
Which none of it ever happens.
Yeah, but it's nice to talk about it.
What's coming up?
Have you played it?
Bob, did you play any video games this week?
Yeah, I played Life is Strange. I played Rocket League consistently. Played a lot of Heroes.
Heroes,
of course.
The Storm.
My Steam
Pack. How's Heroes going?
Good.
They did a new character, right?
Yeah, they have the monk. He's out.
What's his name?
Ooh, that's what you want.
Karazim. Super overpowered. Of course, he's a support that does like a sizable amount of damage. He's got like one heal, so he's not like, he can't be your only healer, but he does. You know, he's got like an extra heal and he does pretty good damage and he's super hard to kill and he's got a lot of mobility. He's got like 2 dashes. It's ridiculous.
But he doesn't do damage.
He does decent damage.
He does enough damage. Yeah, but, Yeah, no, it's going good. They had a huge patch. They're doing the North American Opens right now. So if you want to watch some competitive play, that's going on as well.
Are you thinking about getting a team together? Or?
I don't know, man. I'm going back to work tomorrow.
Because I'll do mid for you guys.
Well, you see, you don't really
have that. They've literally never won a game while you played.
That's true.
So, I mean, even last case scenario, they'd rather take a bot. So, guys, hey, guys. We drafted this together. We've been winning nonstop. We lost our mid. We could either go with Chad, who we've never won a game with, or a bot, who will at least not die.
They win all the time with me.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty much sure.
Circumstance, what do you take?
Well,
take the bot, right?
See, here's my theory that I still believe in, is if you make whoever has the lowest MMR, you make them the team leader, and then you queue up, then you'll get queued up with people who...
I'm necessary.
Yeah.
But then you still have
that. What do they call that in bowling? Like sandbagging or the handicap or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. But there was a game that came out that looked really interesting. It was like $16.99. It was a baseball game, which sports games don't really do too well on a PC. But this looked kind of cartoony and it looked kind of fun. Like an actual,
KO baseball?
No, it was like Super Major League Baseball. Let me see if I can pull it up here. But are there any games that you guys are looking at?
I've been looking. I've honestly been wanting to play a new game and I haven't found anything.
Yeah, well, you found one, but it kicked your ass and you gave up.
Unrelated to that, Hearthstone on Tuesday, the new expansion comes out. Mm-hmm. I have a 50 pack of cards that's coming out.
50 packs of the new expansion?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
So yeah, I will probably stream that in some way, and as like everybody else in the fucking world is going to do, I will probably stream my 50 pack opening and show you the three legendaries that I get.
We need to stream Mount Your Friends. This is...
No, we don't.
No, that's so good. And we need to do a drinking game of it. I think the same thing as the Bro Force stream it. Guys, there's a video out there. I promise you it's funny, but nobody wants to edit it. So
if you want three hours of us being jackasses.
Yeah.
That's there.
It's out there. If somebody wants to, hey, hit me up. Hit me out on Steam if you want to.
You just upload the raw, uncut, fucking full 2.5 hours.
Yeah. And we need to edit it down to what? 30 minutes maybe?
15?
I don't know if anybody wants to watch you guys get drunk and play video games on my couch.
I think it was hilarious.
Half an hour.
But I think I make my guy. So you know what a narcissist I am. I listen to these podcasts. And the only part I laugh at is my own jokes. So
not even our jokes. Not even Bobby or my jokes.
No. Well, dinosaurs got me. Yeah. That got me the second time even. Mostly because I was listening to myself laugh and I was like, past immediately thought that was funny. So it's got to be good.
So is anything coming out this week?
Well, the game, I want to give the correct title here. The game was Super Mega Baseball Extra Innings. And I don't know, Steam.
Lose my number.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I'm done with it.
There was about four colons there.
Yeah.
I want to give it a shot, man. I don't know if I'm going to pay $17, but like it looks.
Why are you mentioning this game?
Because it recently came out. And I mean.
Team Tom, worst thing you ever came up with. Okay. I don't know why Bobby came up. What? There's no way any of us are going to be playing this baseball game.
Well, you guys know, but I played a lot of baseball games, like the old RBI games.
Ball games.
Yeah.
I would play this.
Like, we'll see this time next
RBI week. RBI baseball on like Sega Genesis. Those were good games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Baseball all, what was it? Baseball Stars?
Baseball All Stars. Mm-hmm.
No, Baseball Stars.
Okay.
That game was good.
Is that on the PC?
Ken Griffey Jr. Baseball?
Oh yeah, Ken Griffey Jr.
Nintendo on Nintendo.
Okay, so there hasn't been a good baseball game that you guys played in the last 20 years. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Yeah. Right up our wheelhouse.
Nailed it.
All right.
Let's get out of here.
Wait, are we done? That's what's coming out next week.
Yep. Yeah. That's it.
A random baseball game.
Unless that's about it. I got nothing else. Eye.
Yeah. Team Tom, you're fired. Thanks for showing up.
I'm kidding.
He's the hardest working member of this team after Bobby.
Yeah. All right, titties.
All right, and speaking for Chad, who's extra titties. Sweaty today, and Bobby, who combed back his super long bangs, and he just waved because he thought that was appropriate for all those.
I'm signing off
all those video listeners, and for Emilio, titties.